Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots and lots of stuff there. You can listen, read, ask questions, anything under the small business sun that you've got going on. Problem, challenge, opportunity, you're excited about it, you're frightened about it, doesn't matter. We've got something there that will help you. You can read or listen to. And you got 5 seconds or 15 minutes or anywhere in between. We got something for you. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll follow you home with our newsletter. And if you see something on the website you like, you can RSS that. We'll follow you home by RSS. Real simple syndication. If you probably know how to do that. If you don't, you should be able to figure it out there on our website. And don't forget to take the poll question. We ask a different question every week right there on the homepage. Bob Nagin is with us. He's our good friend. He's our retail expert in the Brain Trust. He's the co-author, along with his wife, Susan, of the book Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. Bob, what's going on in the retail, the click and mortar and the brick and mortar world?
Well, retailers are all gearing up for the holiday season, and I really recently did my holiday prognostication.
Yeah.
And the experts are all saying up 2.5-3%, and I'm saying that all the whiz bang retailers out there are going to get double digits.
Wow.
Because if you can get 3%, I'm telling you, the people who are in our retail mastery group and things like that, they're going to get it. They're saying 3%. That's just by showing up.
Yeah, exactly.
And so people who are who are getting really proactive, who have a really strong promotional calendar, who have hired and trained early, who have have really trained their salespeople how to sell. There's
right.
plenty of money around. Of course the economy is kind of wobbly, but all you got to do is pay attention to what's going on in Europe and everywhere to know
right.
that. But there's still plenty of money, and the people who know how to go out and get it are going to get it.
Well, it's still a $15 trillion economy.
That's exactly.
Let's remember, that's a lot of buying. That's a lot of people buying and selling stuff. So you said that, and folks, when Bob said the whiz bang retailers out there, he's talking about the people who he trains, the people who subscribe to his method of managing a retail operation. And remember now, this is the guy who sold kites in August and made and was successful doing that. So let's talk about that, Bob. What are some of the things that you have your people doing?
So, most importantly, so let's go back to what you've been talking about earlier. Once you have a customer, once somebody comes in your store the first time, do you invite them? For every small retailer, I passionately recommend having some sort of loyalty program. Invite somebody to get into your program.
What would that look
because
like?
Because then you have their contact information.
What a loyalty program. A loyalty program is more than just subscribe. Will you subscribe to my newsletter or will you join my Facebook fan page, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, I would love to take credit for this, but I can't. But what we recommend, and literally hundreds of our retailers are using this, it's called the Six Box Program. And it's so simple. It's an index card that's kept in alphabetized dividers out on the counter. So people come in, they pull their card, and when they make a purchase, the amount of that purchase minus tax is put into one of those six boxes.
Mm-hmm.
After they've completed six purchases, 10% of their total purchases are given back to them in the form of a store credit.
Wow.
It is, it is so simple, but it is so intuitive, and people just... One of our retailers who has a sewing center said, "It is simply the most effective, inexpensive way to keep people excited about shopping."
So they actually manage their own discount documentation.
They manage their own discount. That's exactly right. So you think about it. So if you've got four boxes filled out and you're walking around with this card, Jim, what's happening in your brain is you're saying, I have four purchases. I sold, bought $200. That means I have $20 to spend after I come back two more times. So what they're really doing is figuring out how much they're going to spend and how many times they have to come back before they get their prize.
Well, see, and this is not unlike the way some of the credit card companies do with their point systems, right? Because you know that if you amass a certain number of points, you can get something for it, and if you know what you want, then that's going to cause you to use that card more to build up those points, and et cetera, et cetera. So this is a loyalty, literally. That's what it literally is. People come back to your store instead of going somewhere else because they know they're going to get some credit for it.
That's exactly right. And, you know, and there's just and there's something about that piece of paper because, you know, we have a client of ours named Ann Schneider. She's got a beautiful gift store in Wisconsin. She's got 12,400 people in her program. Her husband found her an old library. So, you know, we're going to date ourselves now here, Jim. You know, when you used to go into the library and you pulled out a drawer?
The Dewey Decimal System.
The Dewey Decimal System. They still use the Dewey Decimal System. Yeah. It's just online now. But, you know, and 12,000 of them. And she said, you know, her customers absolutely love it.
Wow.
But then, of course...
Well, hold on,
you know,
hold on
so
that
going
Bob.
Back to,
Bob, hold on.
Yeah, sure.
Give us your website,
please. Okay, sure.
Give us your website.
Whiz Bang Training, WHIZ, bangtraining.com.
You can find out more about what Bob's talking about at his website when we come back. I'm going to ask him, can a restaurant do this? Tintel, stay with us.
Turn around and see you in a crowded place. What's good for the emotions on a God face?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.